Brown and Cooper from Wild Blue Herons in Vancouver, BC, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
And welcome back. This is Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest, the greatest, the newest, and the best of Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and we have a really good show for you today. I had the great honor and privilege of interviewing Noam Lemish, who is a Toronto-based composer and jazz pianist, and he just came out with this really spectacular solo piano album entitled El Lebanese. And what's really cool about this album is that it's totally improvised. In our interview, Noam gave us some great insight on how one records a completely improvised solo album. Part of that, he told us, was that he recorded hours and hours and hours worth of solo piano at the studio, and then took about a year plus to listen over and over again and decide on an order. That's pretty cool. So more about that a little bit later on the show, so definitely stay tuned. We have great music lined up for you today, including new tracks by Greg Amiro, the Roddy Elias Free Spirit Ensemble. We have some music by Friendly Rich and the Heavyweights Brass Band, Bernie Senensky, and so much more. This is going to be a good one. Before we dive into the music, I want to let you know about our social media accounts. We have Instagram and Facebook. You can follow us at Orange Grove Publicity, and you can tweet us a question, send in a request, let us know what you think of the show at OG Publicity. If you're enjoying the show and wish that you could listen to past episodes, don't worry, because you can. Just search up Orange Grove Radio on Mixcloud and Spotify today. All right, I'm going to start things off with a brand new track by the Heavyweights Brass Band. This is Manipogo from their album Stir Crazy. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. The next track we're going to play is going to be by Angela Verbruge. Her album, The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight, was released in February of 2019 and features some incredible musicians. We have Ray Gallen on piano, Cameron Brown on bass, Anthony Picciotti on drums, and of course, Angela Verbruge on vocals. We're going to be playing the album's title track today, so this is The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight by Angela Verbruge on Orange Grove Radio. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Coming up next is a track by Bernie Senensky. His quartet and quintet just came out with an album entitled Don't Look Back, and it features Bob Mover on alto saxophone, Sam Noto on trumpet, Neil Swainson on bass, and Barry Elms on drums. Senensky fits smack dab in the middle of the hard bop tradition, and for those looking for a delightful romp through some new tunes in the style of the masters, you should definitely check out Don't Look Back. For now, here's a little preview. This is The Latest by the Bernie Senensky Quartet. Originally from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, guitarist Greg Amiro has been living and performing in Montreal for over 30 years. A longtime faculty member of the jazz programs at McGill and Concordia University, Amiro is a past winner of the Grand Prix de Jazz at the Montreal International Jazz Festival and the Prix d'Opus. For decades, he has been a mainstay of the Montreal jazz scene and one of Canada's most notable guitarists. News Blues is his brand new album and his third album as a bandleader. It features some incredible musicians. We have Steve Amiro on piano, who's also Greg's brother, Adrian Vidatti on bass, Jim Doxis on drums, and of course, Greg Amiro on guitar. We're going to be listening to Embraceable You by Greg Amiro. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. Hi, this is Montreal guitarist Greg Amiro, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
Hey, you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. On the Edge is the debut album from multifaceted composer, conductor, and bandleader Jalen Bate. After years of writing commissions and charts for his own 45th Avenue Jazz Band, it was time for Bate to compile an album of his best work to date. With On the Edge, Bate reflects on his upbringing in his native British Columbia with the multi-movement Pacific Suite. Bate and company depict various elements of the province and of life in the city of Vancouver. We're going to be listening to the first track from the album, On the Edge. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Noam Lemish is a Toronto-based pianist and composer. He just came out with a brand new album entitled Erlebnisse, which is a piano solo album of improvisations that blurs the line between jazz, Western art music, Eastern European Jewish music, and Israeli popular song. Erlebnisse is German for deeply felt experiences. Each piece is completely improvised, recorded in a single take, and played in real time. Each selection serves as a sonic portrait that captures a unique, deeply felt experience in Erlebnisse, all told through spontaneous improvisation. I had the great pleasure of interviewing Noam for today's episode, but first, let's listen to the first track on his brand new album. This is Erlebnisse 1 on Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on the release of Et Lebnisse, your gorgeous solo piano album. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Well, I'm really happy that the album is out. It certainly was something that I was looking forward to and worked hard to make it happen. So it's nice, and it's a very personal album for me. So a very kind of... it's my first solo record, and because it's completely improvised, it's meaningful for me to put it out there. So I'm glad that it's finally out.
Well, from what I understand, Et Lebnisse, you taught me this, is German for deeply felt experiences. And I was wondering if you could tell us more about why you titled the album that and what that means to you.
Yeah. So actually, this word, Erlebnis, or Erlebnisse, is a word that I first came across almost 20 years ago, I guess, when I was, 20 and reading the letters between these two French writers, philosophers, Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre. I was very interested in their philosophy, but also in the fact that they were in their relationship. They wrote these beautiful letters to one another. And in these letters, they would talk about powerful experiences that they had that really shaped them, that left a mark. I guess that's like the way that we can think of this, an experience that left a mark. And they would call these experiences, they would use this German word. So that's where I first came across this word, and I just kind of fell in love with the word. And I wrote a tune that I called Erlebnisse back in 2003, now a very long time ago. And the word just stuck with me. In fact, my publishing company is titled Erlebnisse. I've stuck with this word. And when it came time to release this album and come up with a title for an album of completely improvised music, this seemed the most appropriate title for me, because each piece is a moment in time, and each piece is kind of an emotional soundscape that reflects... I guess you could say an experience in time that hopefully is deeply felt, and I like the fact that we're not naming the experience. We're not using like a title to say this experience is happy or this experience is sad or this experience is this or that, but rather it's a deep experience, and you know, deeply felt experiences are often complex. They're not one emotion. So I like the fact that we're not limiting ourselves with this kind of approach.
Well, with that being said, there are so many ways to prepare for improvisation and to prepare to record improvisation. And if your goal was to record something that would capture a deeply felt experience, did you have a plan going into it in order to like center yourself to have this experience? Did you have an emotional arc already planned out or figured out? How did you connect with yourself before starting?
Yeah, so actually, I mean, the practice that I used was basically, the reality of the situation was that I had I came to the studio on four different days, and there was no preparation, and there was no planning, and there was no extra musical thinking. There was just come to the space and start playing, and over the course of several hours, just record, you know, pieces, completely improvised, no agenda. And, you know, I guess over the course of 4 days, I recorded what amounted to, I don't know, 10, 11 hours of music, out of which I selected ultimately these 16 pieces. So there were other pieces that I actually liked, but that, you know, didn't fit this particular collection, maybe because they sounded too much like other pieces. You know, like when you're improvising on a given day, there's a limit, I guess. Some of us mortals like myself, there's a limit to like the musical ideas that emerge. That sometimes they're you I record I remember listening back, and on the same day there's like four or five pieces, and they're all improvised, but there's some similarity, because I guess maybe in that moment that's what I felt like expressing. And so I guess the story is basically that it's a curated process. It's a process where I just brought myself in the moment, whoever I was on those four different days. I recorded whatever, you know, whatever came out. And then later I selected the pieces that I thought worked as a set.
Wow, I didn't know that you did all those hours of playing and then made those selections. I find that really interesting. And so I don't know if you'll be able to answer this, but once you made those selections all individually, how did you decide on an order?
That was so hard. You know what? The order is one of the things that delayed the release of the album, because it took me many days and hours of listening to determine the order, and a lot of back and forth. I feel like at a certain point I just had to decide that to go with something that, you know, that seemed satisfactory to me. And also, you know, I guess it's perhaps a little bit old-fashioned and maybe even silly on some level to concern yourself so much with an order when most music these days is consumed, you know, as single tracks, not in an order, and hardly anyone listens to an entire album from start to finish. But being a little bit old school, that is still important to me, like the totality of the work of art, from its arc from beginning to end. So yeah, the truth, Jenna, is that I agonized a lot about this, and I can't say that the order I selected is better than other orders that exist that probably work. So maybe in that way it's kind of cool, because if someone wanted to listen to the music in a different order, I would think that that's just as potentially could be just as rewarding of an experience.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Noam. I definitely recommend that everybody check out Elebnise and that they listen to it from top to bottom and then scramble them up and then tweet us at OG Publicity and tell us which order you think Noam should have done.
I love that. Let's do it. Hi, this is Noam Lemish, and you're listening to Elebnise 11 on Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
Hey, this is Toronto-based vocalist and composer Sarah Jerram, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
Faces whole and shining bright, and our masks thrown to the ground. We dance before the fire. When night comes, we'll wrap ourselves in blankets made of stone. We'll lie beneath the stars. We know we're not alone. There's so much more.
That was Blood and Bone by the Roddy Elias Free Spirit Ensemble featuring Kelly Lee Evans from their new album, Not This Room. It also features Mark Copeland on piano, Justin Orock on nylon string guitar, Chris Pond on bass, Jose Garcia on percussion, Peter Concora on soprano and tenor sax, clarinet and mandolin, Guy Pelletier on bass, flute and sea flute, Richard Page on bass clarinet, and Pierre-Yves Martel on viola da gamba. You've been listening to Orange Grove Radio, episode 30, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. We have one more track to play for you today, but before we go, I just want to invite you to join our online family. Follow us on Twitter at OG Publicity and on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. If you like the show and you want to listen to past episodes, we have all of them available to you online. You can listen to them as a podcast on Spotify and on Mixcloud. All you got to do is go on those apps and search up Orange Grove Radio. Closing the show today is going to be a track by the Carn Davidson Nine, which is a band that is led by Tara Davidson and William Carn. This is going to be Swept Out to Sea for Dad, and it's from their brand new album, The History of Us. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye!
Thank you.